正道。
The name of the Lord Jesus, the best testimony of the word.
我们今天继续来讲路德记的信徒。
Today we shall continue to speak on the believers in the book of Ruth.
路德记的信徒可以说是我们今日信徒普遍的一种写照。
The characters in the believers in the book of Ruth, can be said to give us a picture of what we are in today's world.
我们上次有谈到第一位信徒就是以利米了。
Previously, we spoke of the first believer in the book of Ruth, that is Elimelech.
他代表的那一种失败的信徒。
He represented those believers who have failed.
他有理想，但是他却不能够坚持他的理想，实行他的理想到底。
He had his ideals, but he could not persist on striving for these ideals.
那我们今天要讲的第二位信徒就是他的妻子拿尔米。
So the second believer that we shall talk about today is his wife Naomi.
他可以说是代表悔改的信徒。
She can be said to represent those believers who are repentant.
虽然他也失败，但是在失败当中，他能够悔改，重新得力。
Although she had failed, but after she failed, she was able to repent and to regain strength.
我们在信仰生活里面，也许我们也会遭遇到失败和软弱。
In our life of faith, we may also meet with failures and times of weaknesses.
但重要的是在失败当中，要懂得怎样的悔改，要怎样懂得回头。
What is important is that after we have failed, we are able to repent and to turn back.
我们请看路德记第一章。
Let's turn to the first chapter of the book of Ruth.
我们读第三节到第七节。
We read verse 3 to verse 7. Ruth chapter 1 verses 3 to 7. In the name of Jesus I read. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, so the woman survived her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab all that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Therefore she went out from the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah.
好，拿尔米她失败在什么地方呢？
In which aspect did Naomi fail?
我想她失败的一个主要原因就是因为她太甜了。太甜哈，我们看二十节哈。
We read verse 20. So she said to them, "Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me."
在我们中文小字里面有说，拿尔米就是甜的意思。
So the name Naomi, bears the meaning of pleasant.
马拉就是苦的意思。
And Mara means bitter.
拿尔米为人的确是很甜。
So as a person, Naomi was a very pleasant person.
她从来不会让人家伤心，让人家难过。
She did not cause sorrow to anyone.
她也不会去反抗或者去攻击人。
She did not rebel or attack people.
尤其是做一个妻子。
Especially as a wife.
她真的是个好妻子。
She was indeed a good wife.
很甜蜜的妻子。
She was a very sweet and pleasant wife.
可以说是百依百顺的人。
And she was submissive in all ways.
这本来是一件好事。
This would have been a good thing.
保罗也是劝勉做妻子的应该要顺服她的丈夫。
Paul has also encouraged that those who are wives should submit to their husband.
所以拿尔米顺服她的丈夫移民到摩亚地区有什么错吗？
So is there any wrong in Naomi being submissive to her husband in following him to the land of Moab?
我们上次有讲到，在饥荒的时候你要采取行动来搬移到另外一个安全的地方，这是可以的。
We have said previously that when there is a famine, you want to migrate to another place, this is all right.
问题是你移民到什么地方呢？
However, the question is, to where are you migrating to?
这个地方是不是神咒诅的地方，或者是神喜悦的地方？
Is this land that you're going to a place that has been cursed by God or a place that has been blessed by God?
有很多可以选择的地方，但是他们却选择摩亚地，是神所咒诅之地。 There
were so many places that they could go to, but they chose to go to the country of Moab where God had cursed, and God had also commanded them not to mix with the people of Moab.
所以他们偏偏选择这个地方.
So they chose to go to that place.
Naomi 也应该明白.
Naomi should also understand.
但是既然丈夫做了决定，她就这样的顺服.
But because her husband had made the decision, she submitted.
但是这种的顺服是神所不喜悦，也是不应该的.
However, such submissiveness is not pleasing to God, and we should not be like that.
因为保罗叫妻子顺服的原因，就是不要让神的道理被毁谤.
The reason why Paul had encouraged the wife to submit to their husband was so that the truth would not be distorted.
请看提多书的第二章.
Let's turn to Titus chapter 2.
我们读第四跟第五节.
Verses 4 and 5.
提多书第二章.
Titus chapter 2.
第四跟第五节.
Verses 4 and 5. That they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed.
好, 这里讲得很清楚.
Here it says very clearly.
做妻子的应该要爱丈夫，爱儿女啦，料理家务啦，顺服丈夫等等.
That as wives they should love their husbands, love their children, be homemakers, be discreet, be chaste.
目的就是不要让人家来毁谤，那你们信耶稣的人怎么没有道理的呢？
The purpose was so that the word of God will not be blasphemed, such that people will not say, why is it that you as believers like that.
如果家中有未信主的人啊，我们这些做基督徒又做人家妻子的，更加要谨慎.
If there are non-believers in the family, then as wives, as we should be more careful.
那以利米勒已经违背神的道理了.
Elimelech had disobeyed the word of God.
你还顺服这一种背道的举动.
Yet you submitted to such disobedience.
这不是让神的道理已经受到毁谤吗？
Hasn't this caused the word of God to be blasphemed?
在这个时候是不应该顺服的.
So in such a circumstance, she should not have been submissive.
但并不是说因此就要大吵大闹.
However, this does not mean that she should make a commotion out of it.
我们总要想办法来劝解，来说明.
We have to think of a way to advise and to explain of them.
但是拿俄米为人的确是太甜了.
However, as a person, Naomi was too pleasant.
所以虽然大家很快乐，很和气.
So although everyone was living happily and in harmony,
可是在真理上却已经站立不稳，已经跌倒了.
They have actually fallen in the truth.
我们有谈到基督徒是世上的盐.
We have said that Christians are the salt of the world.
盐其中一个作用就是要防止腐化下去.
And one of the purpose of salt is to preserve food.
那你应该明白这种道理.
Naomi should have understood such a teaching.
因为在献祭的时候规定得很清楚. 在献祭的时候有很清楚的规定.
Because when they're offering, making sacrifice, offering, it is stated very clearly.
这些祭物都要加上盐.
That all the offerings shall be seasoned with salt.
要防止腐烂.
So that they will not decompose.
这是神所喜悦的.
And this is pleasing before God.
所以他有这个责任.
So she has this responsibility.
要遵守也要保守神的道理.
To keep the word of God.
可是当家中有人违背道理的时候,
but when someone in the family should disobey the word of God,
尤其是她所爱的丈夫,
especially when it is her husband whom she loves,
在这个时候她却不敢责备，却不敢提出来, 连讲都不敢讲.
So she did not dare to tell the husband that he had done wrong.
这样让大家都失败了.
As a result, everyone failed.
她不但是这样，而且又错再错.
She continued to air time and again.
因为她的丈夫死了.
After her husband died,
但她就变成一家之主,
she became the head of the household.
那在这个时候她可以悔改回去神的地方.
So at that point in time she could have repented and to return to the land of God.
但是她没有这样做.
But she did not do so.
她反倒让她的儿子娶当地的摩押女子.
On the contrary, she allowed her son to marry the women of Moab.
看来他打算长期住下去，没有回故乡的念头了。
It seems that she has the intention to remain in the land of Moab for long and not to return to her hometown.
也许她丈夫意见很强啊，她知道讲也没有用啊，那为了和睦不敢讲啦，也许是这样。
Perhaps she might have known that her husband was very strong-willed and opinionated, so there was, even if she were to object, it would have been, she would not have been able to make him change his mind.
这样好像是情有可原呐。
So she chose to keep quiet so that there will be harmony at home, and this seems reasonable.
可是现在怎么说呢？丈夫已经死了，你就是一家之主了。
But now that her husband has died and she's the head of the household,
可见的。她也已经受影响，也已经改变了。
We can see that she has been influenced and she has changed.
耶利米书有一句话这样说。
There is a saying in the book of Jeremiah.
请看耶利米书的第七章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 7.
耶利米书第七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7.
十六节读到十九节。
Verses 16 to 19.Therefore, do not pray for this people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? Their children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and their women knead their dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven. And they pour out drink offerings to other gods that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, says the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the shame of their own faces?
我们有时候看到神的刑罚相当的严厉。
Sometimes we see that God's punishment can be quite severe.
啊，不止作恶的父亲受审判，连他的儿女，连他的子孙也受审判。
It is not only the father who had sinned, that was punished. His children and his descendants are all punished.
那么我们这一些好像有正义感的人就觉得这样很不公平啊！一人做事一人当，怎么连儿子孙子也要？受刑罚在内呢
so people who have a sense of righteousness will think that this is not fair because why should the children and the descendants who have not sinned be punished as well?
但是这里却告诉我们其中一个很重要的原因
Here it tells us a very important reason why this is so.
虽然是父母亲做决定拜偶像
Although the father or the mother might have made the decision to worship idols
也许父亲的意见比较强啊
Perhaps the father's opinion is stronger.
他是亲自主持献祭给偶像的人。
So he was the one who made the decision and made offerings to idols.
但是孩子也有份吗
But the children also has a part to play.
他也去帮忙捡那个献祭的柴。
They help to gather wood. They help to gather the wood.
他的妻子也是有份吗
And their wife has a part to play as well.
他也去做饼。
Because they went to make cake.
整家人都参与这一个拜偶像的活动。
So the whole family partook of these activities to worship other gods.
虽然他们不是主谋，但是他们却是同谋。
They might not have been the leader, but they were co-workers in all these activities.
也许起初的时候他们是出于勉强的。
Initially, they might have been forced into doing so.
可是久而久之，他们已经变成他们的信仰了。
But after a while, it becomes part of their faith.
就算父亲老了不能够献祭的时候，他的儿子他们也会主动来执行这个工作的。
So even if the father were to grow old and could no longer make the offerings, the children would take it upon themselves to do so.
所以神宣布他的审判。
Hence God announced his punishment.
也说不必为这些人来祷告了。
He also said that you do not need to pray for these people anymore.
因为他们已经不信神，他们已经硬心不悔改了。
Because they have not believed in God and they are hard-hearted and will not repent.
甚至他们故意这样做，要来刺激神。
In fact, they are doing it intentionally to provoke God.
因为有祭司、有先知责备他们。
There were priests and prophets to chastise them.
他们不但不听，反而更加热心来献祭给偶像。
However, not only do they not heed their warnings, they turn around and worship idols.
我们有时候也是这样的反抗的性格的。
Sometimes we may have such rebellious nature in us.
父母说不可以，我们偏偏就要可以做给你看。
Our parents ask us not to do a certain thing, but we do it intentionally.
所以神就这样讲。
So God said,
19节,
in verse 19,
他们岂是惹我发怒呢?
Do they provoke me to anger?
意思是说, 你们这样做, 对我有什么伤害? 真的能够把我气到半死吗?
Meaning to say, if you were to do this thing, what harm does it do to me? Can you provoke me to anger?
可是这样做却是让你们自己惹祸。
In fact, by doing so, you have brought you have brought disaster upon yourself.
自取其辱，自己拿羞耻啊。
You have brought shame to your own faces.
拿俄米就是这样。
Naomi was such a person.
到最后，她也同意。
In the end, she agreed.
她没有反对，就变成默认了。
So she did not object to her husband's decision, that means she had accepted it.
如果我们不知道，不明白，我们可以说是无知。
If we had not known and we had not understood, then we can say that we were ignorant.
可是如果我们知道，但我们不讲，这就是不忠心了。
But if we know and we do not speak, then we are not loyal.
保罗是一个忠心的仆人。
Paul was a faithful servant of God.
其中一个原因就是他按照神的道理来讲解正义的道。
One of the reasons why he was so was because he was able to speak the word of God.
所以他很坦然地说,
he was very frank.
现在如果你们当中有人因为道理而死亡, 罪已经不在我的身上。
And he could say with a clear conscience that if anyone amongst you were to disobey the word of God, the sin will not be upon me.
因为应该讲的他都讲, 他没有避讳害怕而不讲。
Because he had spoken all that he needs to speak, he was not afraid of speaking the right thing.
所以在我们的家庭里面,
hence in our family,
如果有人违背道理了,
if there is someone who disobeys us,
我们是不是好像拿俄米一样呢?
Are we like Naomi?
我们太甜了,
are we too nice a person?
我们想做好好先生,
we want to be a good person.
我们不敢讲,
we want to be nice and we do not dare to speak up.
但是圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible tells us,
你不出声, 你默认, 也等于你参与这一件事情, 同意这样的事情,
that if you keep quiet and you consent silently, it means that you have participated in such activities.
所以我们都是互相有责任的。
Therefore, we all have a part to play.
好，那么我们再看他怎样悔改。
So let us now look at how she repented.
请看回路德记,
Return back to the book of Ruth,
第一章,
chapter 1.
在第六节里面记载,
in verse 6, it is recorded,
她听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食给他们,
that she heard that the Lord had visited his people and gave them bread.
好, 因此她就起了一个念头, 她要回去她的故乡了。
Therefore, she had this thought to return to her home place.
他不要再继续在这里,
she did not want to continue staying on in Moab.
因为他看见神的刑罚, 也品尝那种罪的痛苦。
Because she had seen the punishment of God and she had tasted the sufferings of sin.
正如在20节, 他自己见证,
in verse 20, she witnessed herself.
不要叫我拿俄米, 叫我玛拿。
Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara.
我满满的出去, 但是神使我空空的回来。
I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty.
丈夫没有了,
she lost her husband.
连两个儿子都没有了,
and she lost her two sons.
她的财富也一切都没有了,
she lost all her assets.
罪的可怕就是在这里。
So this is what is so frightening about sin.
也许他给你一些甜头, 他给你一些方便。
It may give you some sweetness and some convenience at the beginning.
可是到最后, 他把你的一切, 包括你的生命都夺去了。
But eventually it will consume everything that you have, including your life.
但是幸好拿俄米在这个时候听到福音。
So it was fortunate that at that time Naomi heard the gospel.
福音就是好消息的意思。
Gospel means good news.
神已经施恩给他的百姓。
God has showered grace upon his people.
伯利恒真的变成一个粮食之家, 神重新的祝福了。
So Bethlehem was blessed by God again, and there was food in Bethlehem.
神的管教是有时候的。
So God's chastisement is timely.
然后神的恩典就临到。
After which comes the grace of God.
只要你能够忍耐, 只要你能够悔改回头。
As long as you are able to endure and to repent,
神的恩典一样会临到的。
The grace of God will come upon you.
但是以利米勒就不明白这一点了。
Elimelech did not understand.
他逃避神的管教。
He escaped the chastisement of God.
甚至到神所不喜欢的摩押地去。
And he went to the land of Moab that was hated by God.
也许他不用受伯利恒饥荒那一种的痛苦。
Perhaps he did not have to suffer the hardships of famine in Bethlehem.
可是他没有想到在摩押地连命都没有了。
But he never thought for a moment that he would lose his life in Moab.
肉体的生命是一个小事。
Physical life is one thing.
更重要是他违背了真神，这个灵命要怎么样办呢？
But what is more important was that he had disobeyed God.
可是他却没有想到这么长远去了。
So he did not think, so far ahead.
人就是这样的短视，只看到眼前，没有想到将来。
So man is very short-sighted. We only look at what is before us, and we do not look into the future.
但是拿俄米在这个时候，他醒悟过来了。
So at that time, Naomi awakened.
因此他说：“我要回家。”
And she said, "I want to go home."
所以这里给我们一个很重要的教训。
So, this gives us a very important teaching.
我们总要传好消息。
That we have to preach the good news.
好消息就是神的拯救，神的赦免。
Good news refers to the salvation of God and the forgiveness of God.
让人家有盼望，有机会可以得救和悔改。
Such that people have the opportunity and the hope of repentance.
请看罗马书的第十章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章
Romans chapter 10,
十四节
verse 14,
保罗说
Paul said,
人未曾信他怎能求他呢、十四节
how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
要是没有听见他又怎么信他呢？
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
没有传道的他又怎么听见呢？
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
可见的最重要就是要有人传讲神的道。
Therefore, what is most important is that there is someone to preach the word of God.
这样他才有机会听到。
Only by doing so can the other people have the chance to listen.
那听到了，他才有机会说要不要相信。
And after you have heard, you are able to decide whether you want to believe or not.
然后他自然就会祈求神，依靠神。
And having believed, you will naturally call upon God.
所以十七节他说。
Hence in verse 17 he said.
可见信道是从听道来的。
So then faith comes by hearing.
听道是从基督的话来的。
And hearing by the word of God.
所以传讲神的道是很重要的。
Hence it is very important to preach the word of God.
不只是在会堂讲台上传讲。
We do not only preach on the pulpit in church.
更重要是在我们的家庭生活里面。
What is more important is that when we are at home.
我们要传讲神的道。
We have to preach the word of God.
因为在家里我们可以听到很多很多的信息。
Because when we are at home, we can hear all kinds of news.
我们听到很多好消息，但是通通都是要你破坏的。我们在家里哈。听到很多所谓好消息，但是通通要你破坏的。
We may receive much good news at home, but often it requires us to spend some money.
那些好消息就是哪里哪里大井价啦，哪里哪里有 special offer 啦。
So such news may come in the form of somewhere having a sale or having a great discount.
甚至他还讲吐血大井价，吐血大井价，连本钱哈都不要了的。
So some places advertise their sales as the items being sold at a price lower than the cost price.
真的是出血的，不是他，不过是你。
So the shop owner stands to lose.
可是神真正的好消息有几时听到呢？
But when do you get to hear the true good news of God?
因此保罗勉励我们。
Therefore Paul encouraged us.
我们既然知道了这个好消息，我们好福音，我们也应该跟人家分享这个福音的好处。
That since we have heard this good news, we have heard this gospel, we should share this good news with other people.
当然我们很灰心。
Sometimes we are discouraged.
因为我们已经讲到疲倦了。
Because we have spoken until we are exhausted.
所以十六节保罗他也承认这一点。
So in verse 16, Paul also acknowledged this.
他说只是人没有都听从福音的。
He said, but they have not all obeyed the gospel.
正如以赛亚先知说， 主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？
For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report?
所以不只是今天，在古时代也是一样的。
Therefore, it is not just today, but it was the same in the past.
连主耶稣亲自的传道，亲自的行神迹，那些人一样的不听啊。
Even when the Lord Jesus himself was preaching the gospel personally and he performed miracles, the people at that time did not believe.
我们今天更没有耶稣基督那一种的能力，随时可以行神迹。
So today we do not have the power that we do not have such power that the Lord Jesus has. We cannot perform miracles anytime we want to.
但是真的，如果你好像主耶稣能够随时行神迹，又怎么样？真的那些人就会相信吗？
But even if you were able to perform miracles like the Lord Jesus was able to, will people believe you?
所以问题不是在这里。
Therefore, the question does not lie in this.
因为有一些人就是真的硬心拒绝神的恩典的。
Because some people are hard-hearted and they choose to reject the word of God.
但是仍然有一些人就像拿俄米一样。
But there will be some people who will be like Naomi.
他仍然存着敬畏神的心。
They continue to have a heart of reverence for God.
他虽然跌倒，但他并不是故意跌倒反抗神的。
Although she has fallen, she did not fall on purpose and she did not intentionally rebel against God.
这些人仍然是神的儿女。
So such people will continue to be the children of God.
他们听到神的福音。
They have heard the gospel of God.
他们会回头的。
They know how to turn back.
我们要救的就是救这一些人。
And these are the kind of people that we have to save.
主耶稣跟罪人同在，也需要拯救这一些罪人。
The Lord Jesus was with sinners because he wanted to save them.
他们只是有病。
They were ill, they were sick.
所以他们需要医生。
Therefore they needed a doctor.
但是主耶稣说，有一些人却是死人来的。
But the Lord Jesus said, some people are dead.
你不用浪费时间在死人的身上。
You do not need to waste your time on such dead people.
哎，但是有很多他只是一个病人。
But there are a lot of others who are merely sick.
病人是需要医生。
So those who are sick need the doctor.
需要拯救的福音。
They needed the gospel of salvation.
哎，那么他听见了。
Therefore, after she has heard this news,
他就采取行动。
She took action.
所以他和他的两个媳妇啊，就起行离开所住的摩押地方，要回到犹大地区。
So she and her two daughters-in-law got up and prepared to return to the land of Judah.
听见而相信，这已经是很好。
Having heard and believed, this is good.
可是如果没有行动，那最后也是白费心机的。
But if you do not follow up with actions, then it would be in vain.
你想，拿俄米如果只是相信，但是他没有真的离开摩押地，他能够得到神的恩典吗？
Imagine if Naomi had only heard and believed but did not take action to return to leave Moab, will she receive grace?
所以雅各长老讲到，信心没有行为是死的，就是这个意思。
This is what Elder James meant when he said faith without works is dead.
那个行为不是说我们人的好行为，那个行为是说这个信心要有行动的。
Works does not refer to the good deeds that we do. It means that the faith must be accompanied, must have action.
如果你真的相信，你一定会受洗。
If you truly believe, you will definitely be willing to receive baptism.
你也一样会努力的灵修，除去你过去那一些违背道理的坏行为。
And you will also be diligent in spiritual nurture to remove all the bad deeds that you used to do.
那这种有行动的信心就真的能够救你的生命。
And such kind of faith that is accompanied by works can save you.
我们今天停在相信的状态。
So today we are stagnated at the phase of belief.
也许我们也有过悔改的行动。
Perhaps we may have repented.
我们也很认真读经、悔改、灵修。
We read the Bible very diligently. We practice spiritual nurture and we repent.
但是在生活的挂虑跟忙碌之下，我们这一种行动似乎也停止或者软慢下来了。
But in the midst of our business of life and our worries in life, do we stop or slow down in our actions or in such actions?
有一些甚至已经被罪缠住，不能够脱离。
Some people have been bound by sin and they cannot go leave sin.
所以没有办法结出好果子来。
Therefore, they are unable to bear good fruit.
我们已经沉迷，已经被罪恶来捆绑了。
So we have been enslaved by sin.
所以不是男儿女他们要悔改，我们也是一样需要这种悔改的行动的。
So it is not just Naomi who needed to repent. We also need to have such deeds of repentance.
但是悔改的行动会带来很多的顾忌，啊，很多的担心和顾忌啊，顾忌。
So, when we repent, often we have many other worries.
有一些软弱失败了的信徒，我们劝他回头。
Some members who are weak and have fallen, when we encourage him to repent, to turn back.
他听到道理，他听到看到人家去探访他，他都受感动。
After hearing the sermon and after having people visited them, they may be moved.
但是为什么他们不要回头呢？
But why did they not turn back?
回头一个行动就是要回到神的教会来。
One action to show that you have turned back is to come to church.
因为教会就是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
你要到主的神的殿来认罪悔改的。
You need to come to the temple of God to confess your sins and to repent.
他们不敢回来。
They do not dare to come back.
问他为什么呢？
When we ask them why,
他说怕人家取笑。
They say, oh, we are afraid that people will laugh at us.
一来到教会。
The moment I step into church,
人人都用一种的眼光看住他。
People will look at them with a different kind of eye.
事实上，人家看的眼光并没有带着什么意思，只是觉得哎，好久没有看到他了。
In actual fact, when people look at them, they do not harbor ill thoughts. They are probably thinking, oh, we have not seen you for a long
time. 哦，所以就想看多几眼。
When I see a familiar face, I tend to take a second look.
但是那一些人心里的想法就不同了。
But these people do not think in this manner.
每一个人都用这样的眼光来看住他，他受不了这一种的压力的。
When everyone looks at them like that, they may not be able to withstand such pressure.
但是回头就需要面对人的眼光，甚至人的闲言闲语。
So when you want to turn back, you may have to live with people giving, people looking at you, and sometimes the mockery or slander of people.
就像马尔米所面对的一样。
Just like what Naomi had faced.
你看在二十节里面记载，十九节。
If we read verse 19,
当他们回到伯利恒的时候，
it says when they had come to Bethlehem.
这里说合成的人都很惊讶。
All the city was excited.
尤其是这些妇女。
Especially the women.
哦，这是哪儿女吗？
They said, is this Naomi?
她整个人都变了。
She has changed completely.
为什么会这样呢？
How did this happen?
很多这一种的话。
So there were a lot, they were saying such things.
但是拿俄米很坦然接受这一切。
But Naomi was able to accept all these.
我就是拿俄米。
She says, I am Naomi.
不过不要叫我拿俄米了。
Do not call me Naomi.
我已经做错。
Because I have done wrong.
我受了神的管教。
I have received the punishment of God.
我现在也是空空一无所有了。
And I have come home empty.
不要再叫我拿儿米。
So do not call me Naomi.
如果要叫，就叫我马拉好了。
If you want to call me Mara.
一个真正悔改的人。
One who has truly repented.
他现在所在乎的就是神原谅不原谅他，接受不接受他。
What she cares about is whether God has truly forgiven her and whether God has accepted her.
只要仍然有神的恩典，他就已经满足了。
As long as she continues to have the grace of God, she is satisfied.
她已经不在乎别人怎么样的看她，怎样的说她。
She does not care about how people look at her or what people say about her.
再说，的确自己是离开了神，的确自己是犯罪了。
So, she had indeed sinned and left God.
那就接受这一种的结局吧。
Therefore, we should just accept the consequences.
但是人却很多时候因为面子，因为怕人家取笑，怕人家的眼光，而不敢到神的面前，回到神的面前来。
But for many people, because they are afraid to lose their face, or they are afraid that people will talk about them, they do not dare to return to the house of God and to come before God.
这是一个多么可惜的事情。
This is indeed a very pitiable thing.
因此在了解这种情形啊，我们就应该在这个方面来帮助这一些软弱回头或者冷淡的弟兄姊妹。
So having understood this, we should try and help the weaker members who have fallen to turn back.
我们的眼光应该是带着一种的欢喜。
We should look at them with joy.
一种的亮光，不是一种怀疑的眼光或者冷漠的眼光。
So we should look at them with gladness in our eyes and not look at them coldly.
我们的言语应该是一种的问候，一种的欢迎。
And our speech should be welcoming and we should greet them.
不应该再加一些冰下去，让他感觉到心冷。
So we should not we should not be cold towards them.
请看何西亚书第六章。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 6.
何西亚书第六章。
Hosea chapter 6.
第一跟第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2. Hosea chapter 6 verses 1 and 2. Come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the 3rd day, he will raise us up that we may live in his sight.
拿俄米讲的那一些话，说神刑罚他，让他受苦，结果两手空空。
So what Naomi had said about God punishing her and and eventually she had to return home empty-handed.
她并不是一种的埋怨。
She was not blaming God.
也不是一种的逼不得已。
Nor was she very bitter about it.
好像。我们的孩子听话，那是因为我们鞭打他，所以他才听话。
So sometimes when our children listen to us, it is because we beat them.
所以他回头，他听话，但是他的心是很不甘愿的。
So although they may have turned back and obey us, they do it very unwillingly.
那这样的回头，这样的悔改，并不是神所喜欢的。
Such turning back and such repentance is not pleasing before God.
但是先知在这里讲得很清楚。
Here the prophet says very clearly,
我们归向神。
Let us return to the Lord.
虽然他曾经撕裂我们，让我们痛苦。
Although he has torn us and caused us to suffer.
但是他会医治我们的伤痕的。
But he will heal our wound.
他鞭打我们，让我们受伤了。
He has stricken such that we are hurt.
但是他一定会把我们的伤缠裹包好的。
But he will bind us up.
他的鞭打因为是我们的罪过。
His beatings are because of our sin.
一种的管教。
It is a form of chastisement.
但是在管教当中，我们看出神的拯救和怜悯。
But in the midst of chastisement, we are able to see the mercy of God and the salvation of God.
所以第二节他说。
Hence in verse 2 he said.
过两天他就使我们苏醒了。
After 2 days, he will revive us.
第三天他要使我们醒起来。
On the 3rd day, he will raise us.
那我们在他的面前就得以存活了。
That we may live in his sight.
一个回头悔改的信徒应该要有这样的认识和了解。
So a believer who has turned back and who is repentant should have such understanding.
正如希伯来书的作者所说的。
Just like the author of the book of Hebrews.
神如果管教我们。
He said that if God chastises us.
我们不要误会了。
We should not misunderstand.
并不是神不要我们了。
It is not because God has rejected us.
所以咒诅我们。
Therefore, he chose to curse us.
或者任凭我们被咒诅。
Or he allowed us to be cursed.
不是的。
It is not so.
正因为他爱我们。
It is because he loves us.
所以他才管教我们的。
Therefore, he chastises us.
就好像我们做父母管教儿女一样。
Just as parents chastise their children.
我还记得小的时候给我爸爸打得很厉害。
I remember that when I was younger, my father used to beat me very severely.
心里是充满着愤恨的。
In my heart, I was filled with anger and hatred.
我们认为爸爸不爱我了。如果爱我，为什么把我打到这样
？I felt that my father did not love me. Otherwise, why would he beat me in this manner?
我们也认为他偏心。我妹妹，你为什么不打我，就偏偏抓来打
？And I thought he was partial because he did not beat my sister, but he chose to beat me.
所以心里是变成一种恨的。
So there was hatred in the heart.
那心里会成做报复哦。
And you have thoughts of taking revenge.
小小孩子就会这样想了。
So a small child capable of thinking in such a manner.
我看我们每个人都有这样的经验。
I believe we all have such an experience.
但是现在我们做人家的父母了。
But now that we have become parents of people,
我们真的不得已要鞭打他的时候。
When we have no choice but to beat the children.
他只是看到我们的愤怒，但是他不知道愤怒里面是多么的伤痛。
The children only see our anger, but they do not know that in the midst of anger, that this anger is mixed with pain.
那旁边的人也是一样不懂的。
And observers are the same.
这个孩子到底是不是他生的哦？为什么打到这样哦
？They may think to themselves, is this child, are these their own children? Why have they beat them in such a manner?
你不要以为说打得很惨，好像虐待他，不是那一种。不要以为是说虐待他哈。
It is not the beat. We are not abusing the children.
因为现在的人不喜欢打孩子啊，打孩子是觉得很痛啊。
So nowadays people do not like to beat their children because it is painful.
所以旁边的人看到你打孩子哦，他说：“哎呦，我不舍得打我的儿子，你怎么这样舍得？好像这个儿子不是你生的一样。”
Therefore, when people see you beating their children, they may say, "Oh, even I do not have the heart to beat my children. How can you beat your children?"
在信仰上，我们也犯上这样的毛病啊。
And sometimes we commit the same mistake in our life of faith.
所以我们的天父管教那一些顽硬的孩子的时候
，When our heavenly Father chastises, the stubborn children,
我们一方面很高兴。
On one hand, we rejoice.
你终于有报应了，神刑罚你了。
We are happy that God has punished you.
要不然我们就判断。
Otherwise, we judge.
这个人就是神所不要的人了。
This person is not wanted by God.
如果神还爱他，神要让他这样的受苦吗
？If God loves him, would God allow him to suffer in this manner?
哎，但是我们不知道。
But we do not know.
天父的撕裂，他还是会医治的。这里讲的
that the Heavenly Father will continue to heal us.
他打伤他，天父还会缠裹包好他的。
He is stricken, but he will bind us up.
哎，因此我们要接受天父的管教。
Therefore, we must be able to receive the chastisement of our Heavenly Father.
这样我们就欢喜接受。
And we should receive it joyfully.
我们的心就会苏醒过来。
This way, our heart will be renewed.
拿阿米他明白。
Naomi understood.
所以他有勇气回家。
Therefore, she had the courage to return home.
就好像那个浪子一样。
Just like the prodigal son.
如果他没有这样的盼望。
If he did not have such a hope.
他有这个勇气来回家吗
？Will he have this courage to return home?
主耶稣讲那个浪子的比喻，就是告诉我们。
So, through the parable of the prodigal son, the Lord Jesus wants to tell us.
我们的天父也是这样的怜悯我们的。
That our heavenly Father has mercy on us in the same manner.
啊，因此我们要认清楚。
Therefore, we have to understand and to know.
火炼并不是要烧毁灭我们，乃是要洁净我们。
That tests and trials, are not, to destroy us, but to train us.
所以在受管教的时候，不但不应该埋怨，反倒更应当醒悟来感谢。
Therefore, when we are being chastised, we should not murmur against God. Instead, we should, repent and, understand.
这是才是真正的认识神的恩典。也是真正的悔改。
So in this manner, you truly understand the grace of God, and you have truly repented.
那还有一点可以看出拿俄米是真正悔改的。
There's one other aspect that we can through which we can see that Naomi had truly repented.
她的心智改换一新了。
Her heart was changed.
哎，保罗在以弗所书里面有谈到。
In the book of Ephesians, Paul had said.
他说：“如果我们听过主耶稣的道理。”
That if we have heard the Word of God,
我们真的是相信跟悔改的。
And we have truly believed and have repented.
我们就要把旧人的行为除去，穿上新人。
Then we must put off the old nature and put on a new man.
将你的心智改换一新。
So that our heart is changed.
这才是真正的悔改。
This is true repentance.
那么拿俄米就是这样的。
So Naomi was like that.
你看回路德记第一章。
We turn back to Ruth chapter 1.
我们读第八节开始。
We read from verse 8.Ruth chapter 1 verse 8 And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law Go, return each to her mother's house The Lord deal kindly with you As you have dealt with the dead and with me The Lord grant that you may find rest Each in the house of her husband Then she kissed them and they lifted up their voices and wept And they said to her Surely we will return with you to your people But Naomi said Turn back, my daughters Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husbandsTurn back, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say, I have hope, even if I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you restrain yourselves from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me.
好，如果你是哪儿米
So if you were Naomi,
你现在只剩下这两个媳妇跟你
And you were left with two daughters-in-law.
你也这么年老了。
You are advanced in years.
谁来奉养你的老呢
？Who will support you in your old age?
你不是有一大笔养老金在伯利恒等着你回去养老哦
It is not that you have a huge retirement fund in Bethlehem awaiting you.
她已经两手空空了，什么都没有了。
She had lost everything, and
所以这个时候，她更不是需要这两个媳妇来孝顺她，来养她吗？
Therefore, at that time, she would need her two daughters-in-law to be feeder to her and to look after her.
可是在这个时候，她没有这样做。
However, she did not do in that manner.
她真的是改变了。
She truly changed.
以前她跟随她丈夫搬去一个好地方，目的就是希望肉体不要受苦，生活好一点。
In the past, she had followed her husband to a better place in the hope that she would not suffer physically.
那自己心灵有没有平安，有没有神的道理，会不会得罪神，已经不考虑在内，只考虑我们的肉体是不是快乐跟享福。
She did not consider whether she had the word of God in her heart, whether she was joyful spiritually. She only cared about her physical needs and physical well-being.
可是现在她刚刚好相反了。
But now she is the exact opposite.
她已经不在乎肉体的遭遇是怎样了。
She did not care about what her body has to go through.
她已经注重心灵的平安。
What was more important to her was spiritual peace.
所以她对她两个媳妇说：“你们回去吧。”
Therefore, she said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back."
你们跟着我是没有盼望的。
If you come with me, you have no hope.
哎，她能够牺牲她自己成全他们。
She was able to be self-sacrificial.
虽然肉体会让她很苦，但是她却能够无愧于心。
Although this will cause her to suffer physically, but she had no she was not worried about it.
这真正已经是进入一种我们所谓全程之道。我们请看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
27节。
Verse 27. James chapter 1 verse 27. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
我们是不是虔诚呢？
So are we religious?
你根据什么判断一个人虔诚不虔诚？
How do you judge whether a person is religious or not?
有时候我们看到一些人在会堂里面讲话，我们就说啊，你不虔诚呢。
Sometimes when we see someone talking in church, we may say that, oh, you are not being reverent or religious.
或者在听道理的时候，嘴里还吃糖，我们说，哦，你也不虔诚呢。
Or sometimes when we listen to sermon and you have a seed in your mouth, we say, oh, you are not being reverent.
所以我们对虔诚啊，我们把自己很多意思放下去，这样就叫做不虔诚。
Therefore, we have many definitions of what a religious or a reverent person is.
那些也许是不好的习惯啊，或者不太好的礼仪啦。
So these may actually be just some bad habits.
因为在聚会时间你讲话吃东西的确是不太好啦。
So it is indeed not good that you speak during service or that you eat during service.
不过如果有一些有病的比如他胃痛的啊，或者喉咙痛的啊，那么他含一些药片啊，或者一些糖啊，或者咳糖啊，这一些啊，这是另外的例子
But there are some people who are not well. They may have gastric pain, or they may have a sore throat, and they need to take medicine or to suck some lozenges.
但是圣经说的虔诚是什么呢？
But what does the Bible mean by being religious?
这里就举出来这样讲。
So here it tells us
在神的面前。
That before God.
不是在人的面前呢。
Not before man, but before God.
清洁没有沾污的虔诚。
Pure and undefiled religion
就是看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇
is to visit orphans and widows in their trouble
对自己他保守圣洁不沾染世俗
and to keep oneself unspotted from the world
拿阿米自己本身都是一个寡妇
so Naomi was a widow herself
但是她仍然看顾那一个寡妇成全他们
but she was able to look after other widows
这的确是让我们感动的
so this is very touching
如果他很有钱，我们也不会感动。你大把钱，当然不需要我们呢。
If she had been very wealthy, we would probably not have been
但是她是孤身，也是贫穷，两手空空的。
But she was alone and she was poor and she had nothing with her.
难怪这两个媳妇受感动都痛哭了。
No, it is no wonder that her two daughters-in-law were moved to tears.
所以这个爱证明她的确是改变了她的心智。
Therefore, such love, confirms that she, her heart has indeed changed.
我们如果信主。
If we believe in the Lord,
如果我们真正的悔改，
if we truly repent,
也应该有这样的心智的改变。
We must also have, such a change in our heart.
以前看重金钱，看重肉体，但是现在看重心灵的平安，追求主的爱。
In the past, we, look highly upon, money and upon wealth and upon the well-being of our physical body. But now, what is important is, our spiritual well-being and peace.
那我们读路德记第四章最后一段的时候，路德记第四章。
When we look at Ruth chapter 4,
最后的一段。
The last passage.
这就记载神祝福拿俄米了。
Here, describes that, from here we know that God has blessed Naomi.
十四节。
Verse 14.
那些妇人对拿俄米说：“耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你。”无自清的倾诉。
Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a near kinsman."
不但有人照顾她，奉养她的老。
Not only were there people to take care of her in her old age.
而且她所她的媳妇所生的儿子是谁呢
？Who was the son of her daughter-in-law?
在十七节里面记载。
In verse 17, it's recorded.
这个孩子起名叫俄佩的。
That this son, this child was named Obed.
是耶西的父。
He's the father of Jesse.
那么耶西就是大卫的父。
And Jesse was the father of David.
他要告诉我们。
So he wants to tell us.
拿俄米重新得到什么祝福
？That Naomi received the blessing of God.
在他的后裔深处，竟然是以色列的君王大卫。
And her descendants.Was the king of Israel, David.
所以他向我们做见证。
So it testifies to us.
一个人失败了，不要自暴自弃。
That if we have failed, we should not be discouraged and lose hope.
神仍然是我们的神。
God continues to be our God.
他仍然等待我们回头的。
He is waiting for us to turn back.
只要我们像拿俄米一样真诚的悔改。
As long as we are able to be like Naomi and repent truly.
归向真神。
To return to the true God,
一样可以得到神的祝福的。
We can receive blessings from God once again.
好。